各个网友们大家好，欢迎做客影音时尚口语。有人称罗丹岛之恋为小廊桥一梦，电影讲的是两个在美丽的罗丹岛初次相遇的人，他们各自有各自的生活，并各揣心事和烦恼。当他们相遇的时候，并没有刻意思考如何来定义彼此之间的关系，客房租客，红尘过客。随着剧情的发展，他们之间的关系逐渐演变成需要他们去定义的感情，而改变他们的就是随着时间的推移，彼此逐渐融入彼此生活生命的那种协调和融合。您即将听到的一段是二人晚餐时的一段对话。
This is Miss Amanda.
Oh.
Before and after. You see the whole story there now? She is really something else. Whatever she thinks or feels, she will let you know. She's like her dad, like that. You don't have to second guess her. But I do admire her for her honesty. Really, I do. I don't think there's much she admires about me lately. That's fine. And this is my Danny.
Oh, you're about 9?
10.
Yeah.
He's always in his own world. I think when he grows up, he's going to be a writer. Or a philosopher, or do something really special with all of that solitude.
You light up when you talk about him. Both your kids.
I saw a picture of you with a little boy. Must be your son.
Mark?He's 28 now, believe that? Oh my God. Yeah, he's,
He's a doctor like his dad.
Well, I don't think he'd see it quite like that, but he heads a clinic in Ecuador up in the mountains.
Wow, he must be doing some important work there.
Yeah, I tend to think he's hiding down there, probably from me.
Stop.
Yeah.
Well, when was the last time you spoke?
It's been almost a year now. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just can't imagine that. I mean, you know, Amanda drives me crazy, but I'm not talking for a year.
He was there when the woman died. Yeah, I had, I sent the surgery nurse out there to tell the husband.Which, in retrospect, brother, wasn't the smartest thing to do, but I had 4 operations that morning already, and I had another patient waiting in the next OR. I feel like me going out there standing around with a husband was not going to bring his wife back. Mark did not approve. I'm sure he felt it was just another example of me making the wrong decision. Bad doctor, bad father, bad. Anyway.In a month, he was gone. Yeah, I've been leaning on a pharmaceutical company to send drugs and medical equipment down there. I'm going down there for 2 weeks. I'm going to bring it back.
通过对话，我们对二人的困扰了解了一些。不管女儿多么不理解自己，甚至口口声声地说恨自己。但在谈起他的时候 ，Adrian 还是会 light up， 也就是说，面容像打开了灯一样亮了起来。那么这个短语就可以表示容光焕发、神采奕奕。在母亲眼里，不懂事的孩子仍然是 really something else， 与众不同、特立独行的。并且呢，孩子总是很诚实，诚实到不需要 second guess her。second guess， 一个合成动词，表示进一步猜测。孩子诚实到完全不需要去猜度他的想法，一切都写在了脸上。而 Paul 和儿子呢，也因为一起医疗事故无法互相理解，儿子跑到厄瓜多尔的一个山村去当公益医生。虽然事故原因呢并不在自己，但结果仍然困扰， Paul。自我保护的态度呢，也并不能让 Paul 感觉到心安。在下期里呢，两个原本很谈得来的人，因为死者家属的拜访而产生了冲突。不过，冲突也许正是二人幡然醒悟的好契机。好了，我们下期继续。